We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Gimel, which is discussing the laws of Hadlakas Neros, about lighting the Shabbos candles. So the Ramah asked the question as to the proper order. Does the person light first or make the bracha? And we're just going to see the Ramah as well as the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see a little bit more in regard to this halacha maybe next time. So some say that the proper order is that you should first make a bracha and then only afterwards light the Shabbos candles. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why this is the logical choice is when no one ever comes to a mitzvah, before we do the mitzvah, we say a bracha. And some explain the concept of overlasiyasan is by making that bracha, it gives a person the proper frame of mind to understand exactly what they're about to perform, that they're doing a mitzvah. And therefore it makes sense that we should not make any distinction when it comes to the lighting of the Shabbos candles, that we should first make the bracha and then afterwards light. However, there are those that say not like that. Some say that what you should do is you should light first and then only afterwards say the bracha. So why would anyone think that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason why this mitzvah may be different is sphirle de'im tevarich, that once a person makes the bracha, and we'll see next time that in fact this is the truth when it comes to women, when they make the bracha, habi ke'ilu kiblu Shabbos b'feirush, it's that they've already accepted Shabbos upon the reciting of that bracha. So what are we going to do? We're going to tell the person to make the bracha, they've already been mekabel Shabbos, now we're going to tell them to light, it's already Shabbos for them. V'shuv isur lahadlik, because it's forbidden for them to light, therefore for that reason, we don't want them to first make the bracha and then light. Therefore maybe it's better to light first than make the bracha. So the Ramah says, Ukadesha he oira lasiyasun, in order to be able to still have this best of both worlds, if you will, that one is not going to be violating the Shabbos, that they're not going to have been mekabel the Shabbos yet, yet there's still some concept of oira lasiyasun, that the action has not been yet completed. Lo yehenu mimena ad l'acher habracha. You make the bracha first. However, you light the candles first, but what you do is you will cover your eyes in order that you will not derive any benefit from this light. And therefore, even though the truth is you lit first, which is not the proper thing, you're supposed to say the bracha and then the action, but because of this technical problem of being mekabel Shabbos, light the candles, but you're not going to derive any benefit. The whole purpose of the Shabbos candles is in order for owning Shabbos or shalom bayis, different reasons to enhance the Shabbos meal. Therefore, once you cover your eyes and you didn't look at the light, you've derived no benefit, so the whole purpose of the candles have not yet been accomplished. Then you remove the hands after the bracha is said. This is considered to be the custom. Again, we are going to be seeing next time that there is possibly a difference between a man and a woman. Also, perhaps there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We'll see that next time.